This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Paganavike Pagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. Maze Runner, The Death Cure is the third movie in the Maze Runner franchise, all of which have been directed by Wes Ball and written by T.S. Nolan, and of course, based on the very popular YA novel by James Dasher. This one's just called The Death Cure. Just like how Scotch Trials were called Scotch Trials. In America, there wasn't the words Maze Runner before the credits.
Oh, I see.
Just like the books.
Because while there is some running, there's not an awful lot of mazes.
No mazes in this one.
Some
mazes.
Yeah, okay.
The mazes were the journey, the friends we made along the way.
Oh. All of your favorite characters are back. Thomas, Teresa, Brenda, Lawrence, Sonia, Jansen, everyone with just one name and no surnames, obviously.
Even Natalie Emmanuel, who's like in Game of Thrones, right? She turns up for two scenes. I'm like, isn't that the Game of Thrones girl?
That's it.
Yeah.
And then she's gone.
Yeah.
This is, of course, the final chapter of the Maze Runner trilogy. I remember reading somewhere that they might make it into a TV show. I don't know if that was just a weird dream I had, because the previous two movies made north of 300 million worldwide, so they were really, really successful.
Oh. Mm.
This movie's release was postponed because your lead, Dylan O'Brien, who plays Thomas, was injured during the shooting, so they had to postpone the release of the film.
Was it while he was running?
Most likely, actually. Or jumping.
Or jumping.
There's a lot of jumping.
There's quite a bit of fisticuffs as well.
There is.
Quite a bit of fisticuffs.
There is.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, I really enjoyed this film. I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, I bailed.
I only saw the first movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the second one. Don't remember anything from it. But I saw it.
Watching this movie made me remember more about the first movie than I've thought about in a long time.
That being said, it was a very good film. I mean, it starts off with this phenomenal...
That was
train,
a great
action, chase
sequence.
It opens with the opening to Fast and the Furious 4, or is it 5?
Oh, yeah. Well, right? Sort of.
Was there a train in 5?
They're stealing the cars at the beginning.
Oh, God, I lose track.
I think it was one of them, anyway.
It was a fantastic opening sequence, and it really got you into it. It's an incredibly long movie with some saggy bits in the middle, but on the whole... I think it's an actual... I mean, if you like the franchise, if you like the books and you've seen the last two movies, I would imagine that this would be an incredibly satisfying end for you.
Yeah. For me, I don't know why I always go into... After watching the first one, I always go into the Maze Runner movies going, oh God, they make another Maze Runner movie. And then I go in, I sit down, I watch it, and I go, actually... I do enjoy these Maze Runner movies. I don't know why that I assume I'm not going to, but then I always remember I do.
There's four reasons why you think you're not going to enjoy it.
Okay.
WKCD or WCKD.
That's
whatever
true.
It is. The name of the bad guys Wicked. Is called Wicked, which is just so on the nose. It's ridiculous.
So not cool.
Yeah. I mean, and also they're very clearly trying to be Weyland Yutani, and it's not working
at all.
It's
not working out.
It's the future, Ian. It's a post-apocalyptic future, and they've given up vowels.
And nobody reads anymore.
Clearly. For those of you who don't know the plot, there is an evil corporation.
Well, it's the World Kill Zone. It's the World Catastrophe Kill Zone Department.
There you go. I mean, even the name.
Worse than
exactly,
Wicked.
Right?
Even the name is evil. And of course, there are all. There's been a plague that is threatening to wipe out humanity. There are a whole bunch of people. The flare. There are a whole bunch of people who are immune. And so this corporation is trying to capture them and tap into their blood to find out just what's going on and how they can save humanity.
Well, when their brains are puzzle solving, it secretes stuff that helps people fight off the disease or...
Thus, the maze.
Yeah, which is why the mazes are there. Although, from the first one, you're like, if they can bioengineer these weird biomechanical monsters to chase you through the maze...
Surely they could cure a
plague. Surely they could cure whatever the hell's going on here.
I'm sure they're not really thinking this through, right?
No.
Are they doing it just for entertainment?
This is why after the first one,
point,
I didn't really want to see the
like...
second one, because the reveal of everything is like, I think Thomas went into the maze on purpose, right? And like he was... I mean, his name, he's called Thomas, but he should really be called Jesus, right? He's given himself up for our sins and all this kind of stuff going on there. But like the idea that we've built multiple of these giant maze.
Just like, seems like a lot of trouble.
It's like,
yeah.
Will you not just send them to laser tag? Would that not give them the same thing?
Give them a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, or an escape room. A series
laser
of escape
tag
rooms.
Exists, yes. Right? I mean, that didn't get destroyed in this post-apocalyptic
No, but it'd be cheaper and smaller. Just put them in escape rooms and there we go. You've got the serum. We're good. Yeah.
I think the reason why this movie works so well is because the characters are really compelling. So despite the ridiculousness of the notion of what they're forced to do to try and find a cure or a serum to this plague, Thomas and Brenda and Giancarlo Esposito, they're all...
They never say his name. Everyone else's name is said in every single sentence. Frypan, let's go, Frypan. What are you doing, Frypan? Get down, Frypan. Oh, is that... Oh. Almost gave a spoiler there.
But they're all really good characters. Yeah. And I was really moved when bad things happen to them or good things happen to them. And you know what? The one thing I do appreciate about this trilogy, being a YA trilogy, even more so, I think, than The Hunger Games, because Jennifer Lawrence got really, really annoying in that last film. The one thing I appreciate about this is that there are real consequences to all of the characters.
Yeah.
Right? And even... When people die, they die, right? Mm. And even if they don't die, there's almost a very good reason why they don't die.
But there is a spoiler thing that happens, which is kind of cheap. It kind of disregards everything you just said. It was a great moment, but it's like, it did have... You could hear all the audience going, wait, hang on, what? What happened in that first movie again?
Yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
I mean, the problem was, I liked it, but at the same time, I'm with you, Ian, like, that feels like a cop-out.
Yeah, no, but it's more just what Uma was saying.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah.
Consequences, all this stuff. Yeah. Except for this one bit where we throw all that out the window.
Where we just ignore all that. Yeah.
What really helped this movie is, not having seen the second one at all, it is a basic story of them trying to go rescue their friend. I actually was surprised at that. I thought this is the end one. Yeah. This has got to be the apocalypse saving it off, or it's going to be the big one. And it keeps it small scale most throughout.
It's a very narrow focus.
I have to save
this guy.
The general plot is...
Let's go get Minho.
Is every other movie you've seen before. He is the chosen one. Big freaking deal.
Well, he's not until the middle.
No, but he is, right? I mean, even in the first film, I mean, he was always a protagonist, which is why I like Thomas as a protagonist. He was always a protagonist with a sense of purpose. He wasn't...
Being dragged along.
Yeah, he wasn't being dragged along. He wasn't one of those protagonists that are like, oh, I don't know what to do with myself. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm the chosen one. I'm suddenly going to rise and become awesome. Yeah. No, he always had an active role in everything that was going on.
And
so,
in this one, his active role is accompanied by lots and lots of guns. Like, he's super... Yeah.
They're all gunned up.
They're all gunned up, and they're all really good with it. And it's all just like, cool, whatever. But they are pretty good at, like, they did put in those special effects so that you see that the good guys are using those stun bullets.
Those stun bullets, yeah.
Because even when they miss, like, you see little shots in the background. The background.
That was really nice,
out. It's like, this is a nice touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that's something, that's a character detail that's gone into this. And, like, also, they know what they're doing, and they say, like, right, Aidan Gillen, just go full evil. Just have fun.
Yeah.
And he is twitching at the lips and kind of smirking. Like, his smirk is almost going all the way around the back of his head at times.
Yeah.
But it really totally works.
Good, yeah.
Little finger.
Yeah. But it works totally great in this. And you know, you get an idea what's going on with him and where there's reversals and everything else going on. And all the cast are like that.
Walking in, I wasn't sure if this is the kind of movie you would go to or watch if you haven't seen the previous two films. But then again, I think they do a very good job of catching you up, because I didn't feel lost at any point during this movie.
Mm.
And so, yes, you can actually go and watch it and have a good time in the cinema and see some really compelling characters, even if you haven't seen the previous two films. I mean, if you're a fan of the franchise, this is icing on the cake, and you're all in.
Yeah. But I do think seeing that first one will give you a feeling that you will not be able to get if you skip the first one.
Yes.
There are moments in this where I'm hearing names that I haven't heard in... Was it 2012 was the first
one? It was 2012. Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't heard those names, and I have not spared a microsecond, a picosecond thought on those characters. And I'm like...
Until now.
Oh my God, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
And that was that guy.
Yeah.
And that thing.
And that guy. Yeah.
And he's not around anymore. Yeah. And that's sad. And that worked. I mean, I think it would lose something if you haven't seen the first one.
Yeah.
Or if you've no clue what's going on. Yeah. At least I knew I was annoyed at Wicked. At the name, not the corporation. Corporation seems fine. I'm sure you get dental.
I'm sure they pay the taxes.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I think you kind of have to watch the first one. There's a lot of sort of emotional baggage that sort of gets paid off in this one, which paid off really nicely as well. Not in a sort of
cheap way,
fakey cheap sort of way. The payoff is really
and there's not an awful lot about this movie that was cheap. Like, I got the impression. I mean, like, nor the second one, so I got the impression they made a lot of money, but I got the impression it wasn't like doing what they wanted it to do. But there's like, there's action scenes and there's actually a lot of craft and there's elements of surprising beauty. There's some shots that look like they've definitely, again, they didn't just look at Aliens for their logo treatment. There's a scene at the end which is pretty much Aliens. Like, and that's not a bad thing to rip off, and it's not about, they don't rip it off badly.
They do it very, very well.
And I'm surprised at that. There's some other just action scenes. There's a moment, again, I love Aileen Gillen. There's a moment where he shoots somebody and when the camera goes on him, the smoke from the bullet is around him and he steps through the smoke. And it's just like, that's not something you generally see in a young adult movie. That's just, that was just a cool moment. And there's bits and pieces of that throughout.
And also, I mean, given how there are consequences for every character, I genuinely had no idea who was going to live and who was going to die.
Except Barry Pepper. Barry Pepper always lives.
Always.
I was shocked to see him in this. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, to see him in this.
Yeah, he was really cool.
I loved that he was in this. Nice to see that he's recovered from Battlefield Earth.
I think he has the same haircut now, though. From Battlefield Earth.
It's the same role. It's the same character.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that, there were genuine moments of tension throughout. And maybe because I haven't read the books either. So it felt new and novel. It didn't feel, and it felt like they were doing something different and trying to do something different. I hate, Death Stars aside, I hate it when movies just kind of repeat their popular tropes.
Yeah, it was good that the African-American character didn't get shot and say, go on without me, I'll hold them off.
Yeah.
I mean, they avoided that trope, and they avoided that trope entirely, but went in a different direction where a different character might bite it, but in a much more interesting way than you would normally expect.
Yeah.
I do think, though, like, this is the last, and I think that this book's end here, but this, not as many people bite it as I was expecting. And there's a bit at the end where I'm like, they're just leaving the door open for maybe that could lead into the TV show.
Just enough.
Because there is an option for, like, if you want to do the TV show with just one character from this show, you could do that, where you would not need all the other characters because they're in a place where...
Separate storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he it's the postman, only he's got a very particular package to deliver.
That's true.
Really?
I'm trying to be vague here, you know. People are going to see the movie.
Yeah, The Death Cure. This is the one where they find the death cure.
It's a dumb name.
It's a dumb name.
It's a really dumb name.
But a good movie.
Spoilers, they don't cure death.
Go check out Maze Runner, The Death Cure. It's now in cinemas. You can tweet us once you've seen it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.